It was all right. Now they're waking up.
Okay. If you'd bow your heads in prayer with me, we'll continue the hug later. Thank you. Father God, we ask your blessing on this body today. Open our eyes to new possibilities. Give us a new vision for today. Help us to drop our defenses and get the people's work done. Cause us to work in unity of mind and spirit. We also ask your blessings on our service people. And in these cold times, we ask your blessings on the homeless, the infirmed, the poor, and the defenseless. In your name we pray. Amen.
Thank you. Very nice. That's a good job. Yeah.
Secretary will take the roll.
Anderson, Bach, Berglund, Betzel, Bonoff, Carlson, Chaudhry, Clark, Cohen, Dahl, Day, Dibble, Dill, Dahl, Erickson, Ropes, Fischbach, Foley, Fredrickson, Gerlach, Gimsey, Han, Higgins, Ingebrigtsen, Johnson, Jungbauer, Koch, Coring, Kubley, Langseth, Larson, Latz, Limmer, Laurie, Lynch, Marty, Metzen, Michelle, Moi, Murphy, Olson, G, Olson, M, Olsine, Ortman, Pappas, Parasol, Pogamiller, Pretner, Solon, Rest, Roebling, Rosen, Rummel, Saltzman, Saxhog, Scheid, Senjum, Sharon, Sieben, Skoy, Skogan, Sparks, Stumpf, Tomasoni, Torres Ray, Vandeveer, Vickerman, Wergen, and Wieger.
Quorum is present. First order of business is messages from the House.
Mr. President, I have the honor to announce the adoption by the House of the following Senate Concurrent Resolution. Herewith return Senate Concurrent Resolution number 8, a Senate Concurrent Resolution relating resolution adopting deadlines for the 2008 regular session, signed Elbin A. Mathewitz, Chief Clerk of the House.
Next order of business is reports of committees. There are two to be read at the desk.
Senator Bach from the Committee on Taxes, to which was re-referred Senate File 2521, a bill for an act relating to transportation finance, appropriating money for transportation activities, providing funding for highway maintenance, debt service, and local roads, etc. Reports the same back with the recommendation that the bill be amended, and when so amended, the bill do pass. And Senator Moi from the Committee on Judiciary, to which was referred Senate File 2824, a bill for an act relating to transportation, providing an alternative compensation and settlement process for victims of the I-35W bridge collapse. Reports the same back with the recommendation that the bill be amended, and when so amended, the bill do pass and be re-referred to the Committee on Commerce and Consumer Protection.
Mr. President.
Senator Pogamiller.
Mr. President, I move that the committee reports printed in the agenda, as well as the two reports just read by the Secretary, be now adopted.
On the Pogamiller motion, all those in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. Next order of business is second reading of Senate bills. There are three. Two are printed, and the one we just added, it's 2521. Without objection, second reading of Senate bills. Next order of business is motions and resolutions. There are a number of motions, or authors' motions. Without objection, we'll take them as one motion. All those in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. Senator Wergen, what is she? Senator,
on behalf
of Senator
Wergen,
for Senator Wergen
on
to
behalf
return.
Of Senator Wergen, I'd move that Senate File 2207 be withdrawn from the Committee on Finance and returned to its author.
Okay, that's her bill. All those in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. Senator Day, maybe Senator Pogamiller, you can. If you'd like, you could take that
Mr.
one also.
Mr. President, on behalf of Senator Day, I would move that Senate File 2588 be withdrawn from the Committee on Environment and Natural Resources and returned to its author.
On the Pogamiller motion for Senator Day, all those in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. There's one resolution, number 143, without objection. That resolution will be referred to the Rules Committee. Next order of business is introduction and first reading of Senate bills. They are printed on today's agenda. There are five changes on page 3, Senate File 2846, we referred to the Finance Committee. Senate File 2849 to the Finance Committee. And on page 4, Senate File 2854 to the Finance Committee. And Senate File 2864 to the Taxes Committee. And there's one more. Page 6, 2876 will be sent to the Agriculture and Veterans Committee. First reading of Senate bills. I believe we're on announcements of Senate interests.
Mr. President?
Have excuse me. Okay, Senator Fredrickson. Well, listen up here. This is Senator Fredrickson.
Mr. President, members, I rise to speak of a very sad occurrence yesterday in southwest Minnesota. Not quite 24 hours ago, a school bus loaded with children left the school, Lakeville School at Cottonwood, Minnesota, proceeded south on Highway 23 and was tragically involved in a traffic accident that overturned the bus. And I'm very sad to say that four young children lost their lives. Another dozen or so were grievously injured, transported to area hospitals. If there's one place in our society we want to be safe, it's our schools. We absolutely want the transportation of our children to and from schools to be safe. And sadly, 23 hours ago, that safety was shattered. And I would ask, Mr. President, that in show of sympathy for the families in Cottonwood and for empathy and expressing our sympathy and sorrow and support for the community of Cottonwood and those families, that you ask the Minnesota Senate to stand for a moment of silence.
I'll stand for a moment of silence. Senator Pogemiller.
Thank you, Mr. President. Members, just want to remind you, the 2:30 baby shower in room 318, in room 318 is the baby shower, and that's jointly with the House, apparently. And then members, the House tomorrow wants to process the omnibus transportation bill that we just had second reading on. And so tomorrow I will be asking the Senate to consider taking that up tomorrow. That would take a rules suspension because, so I just want members to think about that. But the idea would be to ask the Senate tomorrow to perhaps take that bill up tomorrow. Otherwise, we would have to come in Friday and suspend rules. And if we choose not to do that, then we would be coming in on Saturday to process the bill. But I'm hoping that members would feel comfortable suspending rules tomorrow to take up the transportation bill. Because if we could avoid coming in Saturday, that would be good. But that would be our alternative if we don't suspend the rules tomorrow. So,
without objection, Senator Wergen will be excused from today's session. Senator Pogemiller.
Mr. President, I would then move to the Senate do now adjourn till Thursday, February 21st, 11 a.m.
Before that, Senator Anderson, did you have a? Oh, you were just okay. On the motion to adjourn, all those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. The Senate stands adjourned.